Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. I'm back with Benjamin today. So Benjamin is India's first open gay who won national award in National Film Award. So thank you very, very much, Benjamin, for being here. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Great, Benjamin. So before we begin and get into any kind of conversation, please introduce yourself. I think a lot of people would be very, very eagerly waiting to hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay, so hello everyone. I'm Benjamin Demari, a guy from Assam, Northeast, beautiful. And I recently got an award from 67th National Film Award as a special mention. And I am gay, as you can see by my dress and my makeup. So for clarification, a lot of gay guys doesn't do makeup, but I prefer to do makeup sometime. It's just a clarification for you guys.
yeah, totally. It's I think it's all fine that you, and that's great. Again, Benjamin, it's a pleasure to have you, and I'm really glad that we had a chance to speak, and you know, great. So Benjamin, so you know, how did this everything happen? How did you get interested in film, and where did you get this interest of doing something related to movies and being a star, being into the industry? And of course, Assamese films, of course, would be, it is not that big as Bollywood or any other big industries, but I think it's an industry. As it's a movie industry, it's big and it has its own respect and its own content and film and all of that. So how did you get interested in all of this, and how did everything start? Please.
I was a really shy guy, and after that, at 2014, it was July, summer vacation, I was chilling at home, mostly bored actually, because I had nothing to do. I was not going anywhere at that summer vacation, and I have two siblings. I have sisters, one younger and one older. So they went to a drama workshop for that summer vacation. I was interested, but I was like, okay, I can chill at home. And I went one day to them to give them a lunchbox. Then I saw a lot of kids of my age having fun, learning too much, like, you know, interacting with each other. So I loved it. I was like, Mom, I'm not doing anything. Can I join? They were like, okay, you can join if you want. So I joined it, and slowly I started building my interest on this in acting or in the theaters. So I started doing theaters. It's been 6 years I'm doing theaters now. So from 2014, I'm doing theaters, street plays, dramas, and a lot of things. And at 2000, I am not sure about the year. I think it's 2018. I got the film. I did a audition for that, and I got the film. And I did 3 days of audition for that, for the film. And I was like, oh, I'm not getting that. I am definitely not getting that role, because it's 3 days. They are warning again and again and again. But fortunately, I got that role, and I played my best as much I can deliver. I did, and I think it's all.
Yeah, that's all. And then we are seeing you here and hearing your story everywhere. So I think it's a. Pretty much, I think you've done a wonderful job, Benjamin. And I think it's an inspiration to many who think that being from a place or a culture where you don't have exposures to a lot of things, where, you know, I think we all know the stories of northeastern states where the real help of government officials or anywhere doesn't reach. And then coming from us, such a part of India, coming out and making a name and telling that I'm capable of something and I can do something and I can achieve something and make my people proud. So that's beautiful. And and Benjamin, so go ahead.
Yeah, and also there is one thing. I was not sure that I will be an actor, and I was not sure even I'm going for a camera, because we all knew that I'm gay. I knew that I was gay. So I thought, like, if I like that time, for that time, you know, it was hard to think being a gay artist or being a gay actor, you get to perform in front of camera. But it's changing now, really. Like, I am getting an award from national, like it's national award. And after that, in a lead role, being a gay guy, playing a transgender character, it's a huge thing. So I really want to thank every single person who made this to happen.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So Benjamin, my next question to you would be, ki, what was that ki? What was your family's reaction when you got that role? When you said that I want to be an actor, I want to act, I want to be in the films. And when you got the first film, how was their reaction if they were near and around you? Yeah.
Okay. So my family have a really good family support. Like my family is really supportive to every single thing that we do. Like if I wanted to be a sports guy, they would have like, "Chao karo," and you know, they're so supportive. So I didn't felt any pushback from them. It was always like encouraging, do what you want to do, just do your best. And when they got to know that I got the film, they were like, okay, my son is going somewhere, okay, that's great. So it was like that, and they were really, really, really happy about that.
And how was it when you won an award, a national award? I think it's a very prestigious thing. How was
their they went crazy. They went crazy. They're like, ah! So it was like that. They went crazy. They were so happy. And they are so supportive to me, like being a gay. So it was really, 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 you know, something good for them, and really being proud. Some proud moment for them. So I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, I think yes. I think they are also proud of you, and you're also proud of them. So Benjamin, my next question I would like to ask you and put up here, ki, what was your reaction? Not your reaction, I would say your family's reaction when you said I'm a gay, and how did you understand that you were a gay? I think today we know that there is something existing as LGBTQIA+, but nobody knows real stories about how things work. There are stories which are very crazy where parents don't accept and disown their children and all of that. They're crazy where parents are very, very cool and they accept their children however they are, right? So how was your story? Where did you lie on the option A, on the option B? Where did you lie? Where did your story was?
Okay, my story was drama-free. My story was really drama-free. There was no drama when I come out. And I didn't officially come out, actually. The story is that they already knew what I was, because obviously I'm their child. Apparently, your parents know about what are you, because they are our parents, right? Yeah. So they actually knew about it. And one day I came to them like, "Hey, mom and dad, I'm gay," or something. And they were like, "Oh, we know about this." It was like really that simple. And I was like, okay, there is no problem. Hey, in my family. So I was really happy. You know, I haven't face that struggle to come out, because my family were very supportive. So I am really, really, really lucky on that point. You know, really very lucky, I would say.
Great. Yeah, I think I've heard your story many of times and seen you on a lot of news portals and all of that. So I just wanted to know, I wanted people to know that how did things happen with you and all of that. So thank you very much for sharing that. Would like to move towards the questions which could maybe more interesting and all that. That as a culture, I think it came very hard. Almost everywhere in the world, people accepted it in a very, very later time. LGBT became a very, normal thing, a very, very later time in a period, almost all over the world, right? So my question to you is, when you wanted to go and work in film, and then how were people around you when you got selected and all of that? How did they treat you? How were things happening? Were they all fine and like they accepted you as a normal human, and worked with Yasunamuli, you know, or were there any kind of mistreatments or any miss, you know, how did things happen then when you got a role and when you got into films?
Okay. It was very good reaction from people that I got, because the team I was working with all were really, really, really incredible, talented, and yet really acceptable about what I am. You know, it was really good. And in also in when you even see in Northeast, there are a lot of gay open guys, there are a lot of transgender girls here, openly trans men are here. So people are somehow, they knew about this stuff, and they knew, obviously the story is about the transgender. So maybe they have read it or they reacted in a good way to me. But what I have, what I have received is a lot of positive energy and lot of support. I don't think there was 1% of this, like, you know, discrimination or, making faces. No one were there like that. You know, it was really, really, really positive and really good. It was really good.
Okay. Great.
And also, in Assamese industry, there are a lot of people who are from LGBT community working. So it's in our industry, it's slightly normal also being gay and being like, be an actor, because we have a lot of Assamese actors who are gay, but not open, but everyone knows them, actually they are, but they are not officially out, so everyone is fine.
Great, that's beautiful to hear. So what would you say to anybody who is a gay and just is not able to come out or speak out for him or herself by any kind of reasons, or is not able to accept him or her because any kind of reasons for them or any kind of reasons, any kind of problems in the family? What would be your message to them?
I don't think I can give someone message and influence someone, but definitely what I have experienced is that this world is beautiful. If you will accept yourself first, please accept yourself first, like entirely. Not like, okay, I'm gay. Just entirely accept yourself. Study about yourself. You know, what are you? What actually you want? Just be clear in your head that you are what you are. Then if you want to come out, I actually support everyone. If they want to come out, welcome. If they don't, I actually support them too, because we don't know actually what's going on in their life, right? Their parents, we don't know about their parents, their society, the surrounding they are in. So we can't tell anyone forcefully that please come out, it's good, it's awesome. We can't say that. We respect all the feelings. Like as we all say, like respect our feelings. So I respect those feelings also who are like still in closet but want to come out, but somehow, some reason they are not actually willing to come out because some of the difficulties they are facing. So I would the message will be just be true to yourself. Either you're in a closet or you're out of the closet or you're trying to be out of the closet, just true to yourself, be honest and be fearless like me. I am fearless. Every time I go out, it's no fear. 100%. That's all.
100%. So yeah, I think I felt that energy. I felt that vibe when you were speaking. The enthusiasm you had was wonderful. So thank you very, very much, Benjamin, for joining in for a quick session. It was wonderful to have you. Thank you very, very much. It was a pleasure to have you. Thank you very much again.
Thank you so very much for having me. And it's been a while. We were like trying to do these things and I'm happy it is done now. And it was a really amazing session, and thank you for the question. It was really needed for people out there, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure too. Thank you very much.